Aleph, actually, of Sefer Divrei Hayomim Aleph, is a classic example of where Divrei Hayomim can fill in for other episodes in Nach, because this is the episode of counting Klal Yisrael. You know, he's going to get punished, David HaMelech. There's going to be a choice of three punishments. Now, here we have the inclusion of the Satan. The parak starts, actually, that the Satan enticed David HaMelech, stood over Yisrael. Now, the Radak says that what that means is that since Klal Yisrael were worthy of being punished, doesn't say exactly for what sin, Hashem gave the Satan like a bit of a free ticket, free rein, in order to entice David to sin. Now, what was that? Even though Yoav objected, and in fact, he didn't count everyone, but nevertheless, they counted. In fact, it was 1,100,000 people in Israel, 470,000 in Yehuda. Hashem was angry. You're not allowed to count Jews directly. And David HaMelech, if you remember, was given three options of punishment: 3 years of famine, or 3 months of being invaded by enemies, overwhelmed, or a 3-day plague. He says that I want to fall into Hashem's hands, not people. Remember the line from Tachanan? And he goes for the plague. He says, not the hands of human beings. We have 70,000 men who are killed by the sword of Hashem. The angel approaches Yerushalayim, destroys it. Hashem then says, enough. The angel stops. He stands with a drawn sword over the threshing floor of Inuvusi, Oman Inuvusi. David then falls on his face. He davens to Hashem. And the Malach tells God, if you remember, was the Navi, to tell David, build the Mizbeach right over there, which he bought from Oman. And he offered the karbonis over there. These were preparations for the Beis HaMikdash, because they're the purchase were exactly there. It's interesting. It sounds a little bit out of place. We don't normally talk about too much of David's fault. Buying the thing from Amram Yvisi and the sin of counting the people. Why are we doing this? You know, we're talking about his lineage, not his mistakes. So Rashi writes, because we want to talk about the Mizbeach, the place of the Mizbeach over there is important, and therefore the backstory is also important. That's Perek Chaf Aleph.